Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what it is you're doing, and especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning.
Morning.
Now, Joe Biden's COVID response has been put on notice as lawmakers on his own party now, from his own party, are vowing that he's got a rude awakening coming. It's on the horizon for his failed strategy.
Well, I don't know why it's on the horizon. It's a failed strategy, you know, for all to see. And it's becoming real clear to some in media, and I would include Jake Tapper over at CNN on this, is that they're finally starting to challenge it, and rightly so. They're slow to do it, but the COVID numbers, the positive numbers, the testing, it's all been convoluted and, misreported, following the science is clear, the science is decided, no, that's not true. The variants, what's affecting schools is affecting, corporations and companies and business, supply chain. So, they're finally looking at this in a wide lens, and they're seeing how wrong they have been, including, what is coming out of Jen Psaki's mouth at the White House press briefings. So it has been a complete failure, because he said he's going to, how many times during all the stump speeches during campaign, he's not going to shut down the country, he's going to shut down the virus. Well, he can't do that, and he hasn't done that, and people are finally beginning to understand that, with the variants and the way people are demanding to go back to live and to normal and to normalize, it's going to be with us. So deal with it. And, not to kind of tout some of these Republican governors, but that's precisely what they've been saying to everybody. Deal with it. It's here. Make your own decisions. But move on. And they're finally beginning to figure some of that out.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was at a CVS and also a Walgreens yesterday, and it was the first time that I noticed a lot of the empty shelves on different things that were there. And frustrated Americans now, whether they're Democrat or Republican or whatever they are unleashing on Joe Biden and the Democrats as they encounter these desolate, empty grocery store and convenience store shelves all around the country.
Well, good. You know, people are, you know, we've got so many people that have left the workforce, and they have left the workforce for a variety of reasons. And some of them have just left because of the mandates that these governors, like California, has put on people and businesses that they can't thrive, much less survive. So they're out of there, and they leave their jobs, they leave their, they sell off the company, they close the business, and they decide they're going to go do something else. And whatever that something else is may be completely out of the industry or the business that they were in. They're going to go someplace else and look at, you know, completely different career changes. So that includes transportation. I would say that in a lot of cases, employees are really in the driver's seat, and employers are having to necessarily react, but they're, some of these employers have just made some really stupid decisions, allegedly on the side of, public safety, if you will. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword. People have different thresholds of tolerance, and we're certainly seeing that.
Well, I'm going to talk about Georgia again because the Georgia Secretary of State is really beginning to impress me with some of the things he's saying. Like yesterday, he said we should have a constitutional amendment that only American citizens can vote in our elections.
Well, he's not wrong, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right. I know. But still, he said the right thing.
Yeah, but the Democrats are never – you look at these two voting – rights legislation that have gone through, that have passed through the House, that are sitting in the Senate, that they're trying to get passed, that's precisely, you know, flies in the face of what the Georgia Secretary of State is proposing. So it's not going to happen, but here we are.
Well, something that may or may not happen is what's going on in Ukraine because, well, we'll have to talk about that when we come back. But we'll talk about what Secretary of State Blinken had to say yesterday about the Russians and the Ukraine. And, of course, that's an ongoing situation, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Denise Simon and a whole bunch of stuff, too. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, and Geico Insurance has been saving people money for 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office and the website, geico.com, can help you find coverage on just about everything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy together with your automobiles, and guess what? You'll save a bunch of money. So check them out. Go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can find out who your agent is, how to get a hold of them, or you can get a rate quote right there on that website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Mary on the line here. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi. Good morning. I wanted to ask Denise a question about, again, about resources when you're writing your articles or even when people are listening to the news. It just seems to me that if people don't hear it or see it on TV, they simply don't believe it's true or anything's
right.
happening that I've been reading.
That's true.
And that's it's almost like they're getting the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go deeper into the Internet, unfortunately, to get your news, you're not getting a whole lot of it, like protesting all around the world against mandatory vaccines. So
mm-hmm.
how do you get that word out there besides articles, people do not know where to go to get this information. So how do you get that word out if it's not on TV?
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, number one, Twitter. Number two, Facebook. Number three, WhatsApp. Now, you want me to go on?
Well, I think what Mary is also asking is that you really have to compile an awful lot of things. So you have to kind of, when you do an internet search, you have to kind of adjust the words. Maybe just pull out some specific names instead of the scandal or the issue itself, or look for agreement. So Mary, kind of like me, you have to read an awful lot in order to get to the nugget that you're really after. Sometimes you have to build a ridiculous story into your own mind, kind of compile a ridiculous story or conclusion, and then you try and prove yourself right or wrong, and you end up kind of in a different place. That happens to me quite often, but you can just ask five or six people, just pull out a couple of names that they necessarily should know. Like, you can walk up to 8 or 10 people and ask them if they know who George Soros is. And half of them don't know. Or mm-hmm. Michael Sussman, who is that? Mm-hmm. Or Tony Blinken, who is that? Or, Cardonas or Mayorkas, and they don't have a clue. So if people want to be educated, then they'll engage in the conversation and they'll listen or they'll ask. But if they don't, step over them or bypass them and move on, because you can't make them interested, if they don't want to be involved. If they don't want to be, they don't want to be.
Now, we had a former FDA commissioner yesterday say that people with COVID who isolate for 5 days and then go back into the public on day 6 and are still infectious are not driving the pandemic, contrary to public opinion.
Aren't you a little tired? It changes from day to day.
Oh, every day.
Mm-hmm. Agency to agency and mm-hmm. media and how they interpret one thing or somebody else. It's hard to be in these conversations when it comes down to numbers or mandates or rules or mm-hmm. science. It's just too hard anymore. It's kind of like at this point when I see that headline, I just keep moving on because tomorrow it's going to change. It's too hard to kind of wrap your head around any of this. Mm-hmm. So people have made up their mind. You're not going to change it here at this point.
Well, I was at my doctor yesterday for the treatment on my left leg and ankle, and we were talking about the shots and this, that, and the other. I was making a crack about, it won't be long before they have the Omicron vaccine. And he looked at me and says, I got news for you. It's coming in March.
Yeah, and my whole thing is, so what?
Right, right. And I told him, I says to him, I says, how many more shots can you have? He says, well, if you had the flu shot, you probably had the Omicron vaccine shot, because that's all it's going to be, really.
Yeah. So, I guess at some point, having a conversation about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine is going to be fashionable again. We're not supposed to do that because the left has told us to. Those two drugs are deadly.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah, one's for horses and that's not for people or some whatever they do. Yeah, by the way, did you hear about California's Governor Newsom proposing, wait for this one, universal health care for the illegal immigrants in his state?
That's not a new thing. I think he's just recrafting it and putting it back out there again, but that's hardly new.
Did you hear the cost to do it?
Nah, I did. I don't think I bothered because I don't think it just didn't matter to me anymore.
It's $280 billion.
Well,
jeez.
Biden will give it to him, won't he?
Sure. Oh, and then there was Hillary. Hillary yesterday called for the Senate to, quote, end of quote, adjust the rules to pass the election bills. But it's not just Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema that they need to be worrying about now that opposes them. I am constantly being told there are at least two or three more senators whose names don't come up that are also balking on this.
Not one of these people, including Hillary, including those in the media, have read either of the two bills when it comes to voting rights that passed in the House. None of them have read it.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. And I wish somebody would come out and just say, have you read it? And what are the things in there that you're happy about that we should vote for? Sell it to us, because I don't think they can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of goes along with where I'm going next, and that's a little bit away from this subject, but Senator John Ossoff is exploring a bill to ban members of Congress with insider trading on stock trades, which directly rebuffs Pelosi. I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, first of all, her hand's in the Senate. She's in the House, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Pelosi thinks she has dominion over the Senate. She
yes,
clearly
she does.
Doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Ossoff, he's an idiot himself because the Stock Act does that. The Stock Act was signed into law during the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Pelosi is clearly in violation of this law. Now, does it matter? Obviously, it does to us, but it doesn't matter to anybody in the House. And even if you brought her up before the Ethics Committee is the most toothless thing you've ever seen in your life. It's kind of like having, you know, the Boy Scouts, you know, determine what happens with any kind of consequence to Pelosi. So, I mean, it's just, there is no consequence for anybody in the House, especially Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
You know, that breaks the law. It would have to come down to the Department of Justice, and of course therein lies yet another agency that has no teeth in it anymore
mm-hmm.
under Merrick Garland.
Yeah, and we talked yesterday about the law that Obama actually signed that made this illegal to begin with.
That's what I said, the Stock mm-hmm. Act. It was signed during his administration.
Yep, and of course people are going, huh, what? What's that? Huh? All right, well, here comes the music, so I will let you go, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check her out and see all the great stuff that she writes about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio said he will not cooperate with the January 6th commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Governor Gavin Newsom wants to make California the first state to cover all low-income state residents under its Medicaid plan, regardless of their immigration status. The state already covers younger and older low-income residents who are in the country illegally. Newsom wants state lawmakers to pick up the remainder. He also wants to help businesses and residents struggling from his coronavirus mandates. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news on this Tuesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you all about them after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and they have locations in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at in the Tampa Bay area. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa, they're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And then they have another campus up in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So depending on where you're at, I'm going to give you a phone number. And recommend, as I always do, that if you're interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech, you call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and asked to take the tour at either one of the campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. You'll be able to talk to not only students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans, which includes your GI Bill. They can help you with your paperwork and all that, so that those of you that are veterans that have educational benefits left, and many of you post 9/11 will, ones pre 9/11, you may or may not, depends on your individual circumstance, but they will tell you, and then you'll go from there. So there you go. And that's all you got to do. 800-659-2080. Now we're going to start with Secretary of State Blinken, who says he sees two paths in the U.S.-Russian talks that are starting about the Ukraine. Now he says one of them is a dialogue and diplomacy, and he says the other one is going to be a confrontation with consequences. Well, any confrontation is going to have consequences, and that is casualties. Let's hope it doesn't have to go that far. Because Joe Biden, in my opinion, is not going to send any troops in harm's way and do anything when it comes to the Ukraine should Russia move on them. All he'll do is a bunch of bluster. Now, that's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong, but that's my opinion. Now, the military does a lot of great things. Sometimes you understand the reason, and sometimes you don't. But we have the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who is digging in big time, and he did so yesterday with another letter that was sent to the Department of Defense. He's digging in against the COVID-19 vaccinations and the related mandates. And he told his guardsmen and his commanding general that he is their commander-in-chief in Texas, because Texas is a state militia. I get that. You get that. And he promised the guardsmen he's going to fight Joe Biden over the vaccine mandate. And I believe he will. Will he prevail? Well, maybe. Maybe. Because it's going to be a legal battle first, before anything else takes place. And we'll see what happens. And remember, there is hope, because a judge blocked the Navy's discipline of the Navy SEALs. Remember those, I guess it was 29 or 30 or whatever, Navy SEALs for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine on religious grounds? Whether they're being honest about the religious grounds or not, doesn't matter, but that's what they sued for. And a judge blocked the Navy from doing anything, at least temporarily. And we'll see where all that goes, because this is far from over. There are all kinds of cases in the system right now. All kinds of cases. By the way, the USS Abraham Lincoln, big old aircraft carrier out there floating around, the first female captain running that ship. And I'm sure she's going to be watched like a hawk to see whether or not she can get the job done. And I have no reason to doubt that she can't. I mean, come on. We're talking 2022. And as the expression, my wife used to say, she says, we've come a long way, baby. That's true. They have. And I always have to laugh when I hear that. But you'll be hearing reports over the next few weeks and whatnot about the USS Abraham Lincoln and the woman commanding officer, and if they get involved in anything where they got planes going off the flight deck doing something or whatever, we'll find out. By the way, the USS Paul Ignatius, CO, was fired over the failure to follow proper shipboard procedures. Now, that was Commander Jeffrey Cervello, who assumed the command of the ship less than 7 months ago and was its executive officer beforehand. And I don't know what he did, but they've told him, they replaced him, relieved him of command. Now, something else that's going on. Remember the USS Connecticut and the mishap that they had? We're going to find out more about that because the Navy's top officer, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Mike Gilday, told reporters that the two investigations into the mishap will be released sometime in the not-too-distant future. And then we'll hear what happened. Maybe we'll find out what it was they hit. We've been told it was a mountaintop. I've got people telling me, no. It was something totally different. But I guess we'll find out. And by the way, the court-martial of Major General William T. Cooley, Jr., former head of the Air Force Research Laboratory, started on Monday, January the 10th, at Wright-Patterson Air Base in Ohio. We'll try to keep our eyes on that as best we can. Not a lot of information coming out about that. And, of course, Iran, once again, has been warned by the United States to tell those groups in Iraq to cool their jets, not to be shooting at our people under severe consequences. And I guess the severe consequences would be bombing them or launching a few missiles in their direction, one or the other. Because we have so far had the Iraqis that have been doing a fine job of taking down the drones that have come towards our troops where they've been bivouacked. So hopefully they can continue that. Hopefully. And let's not forget that also the military are having some of the same issues when it comes to supply and demand that the civilian people are. Not to the greater degree, though, but there are issues. I've heard about a few of them. And we'll be talking about that with the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, tomorrow when he comes on, because he's well-versed in that sort of stuff. Plus, we'll also be talking to him when he comes on tomorrow about his upcoming event that I will be at on January the 22nd in Bradenton, all about constitutional carry, which is going to be brought up and voted on in the Florida House. And if it gets passed, Governor DeSantis has already said he will sign it. So we'll see. In the meantime, I hear the music. Coming up next, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Looking forward to talking to him today, and I'll bet you he is freezing his gabungas off up there in New York because it's really cold from what I'm hearing up there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there today for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. It's just east of the Veterans Expressway. Second traffic light on the corner, big flag up front, and you'll see Bam Bam, the big old 5-ton out front with the big barbecue thing up on it, smoking away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body attached to it and a double wishbone suspension with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, some amazing creature comforts in this thing, too. Quilted leather seats. Heated seats, some might add, for the cold mornings. And front seat massages. And I'll tell you what, that feels good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura will also offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those that served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, or shoot, you might even get yourself something better. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog, in the cold, frozen tundra.
Yeah, it is. And it ain't getting any better this week, that's for sure. It's going to get worse.
Well, maybe you need some hot dollars in the hot economy up there that Joe Biden is doing such a great job with.
Yeah, well, everybody likes these higher prices that they're paying for everything, that's for sure, right? And
well,
amazing.
Well, yeah.
Energy, too. People are going to really feel, especially with this cold and, you know, natural gas and heating oil prices up, you know, 30% and more. It's going to be a real smack upside the head for a lot of people.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, that's coming. I mean, people are being spoiled right now. It's been kind of nice down here in Florida with the gasoline prices we had. But all of a sudden, it's going to hit. It's going to go boom like you didn't even know it happened.
Yeah, gasoline prices have been kind of in touch with that. It's the heating oil. It's the propane, natural gas.
Yep.
How people are taking care of their homes. And it's going way up.
Now, this week, there's some things happening here. There's going to be some reports coming out. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the Fed chairman, Mr. Powell, is going to testify in front of Congress. And I think it's the Senate he's going to talk to, isn't it?
I'm not exactly sure. It's almost like it's... You know, the same thing over and over again with all these, testifying on this, that, the next thing, and the questions that are often posed by these people, they're really not that very good anyway. We just got the Fed minutes.
Well, what he's doing, Chris, is he's testifying at his renomination hearing and at the Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing both the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index this week. That's where he's going to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, those numbers come out, you know, on a regular basis, and obviously it's going to deal with, those things deal with the inflation. And again, even those numbers you have to take with a grain of salt. You know, for the first time ever, you know, they're actually showing that there's inflation, but it's not nearly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big myth that I've been trying to get across to people for a period of time. I mean, you know, it's become conventional wisdom now that, yes, so, you know, we're in an inflationary period. But we've been in that period for much, much longer than just the past couple of years. It's just going a bit parabolic.
Now, December retail sales data is supposed to come out Friday, and it's expected to show no gain at all compared with the prior month. Now, there's a strong possibility that sales contracted month to month, driven partly by early shopping, was indeed up, especially online shopping. We've heard that before, right?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a lot of the online stuff may save some of it, quite frankly. But because the stores and the traffic was not what it was supposed to be. It really wasn't. The Omicron really slowed down many areas of the country, without a doubt.
Now, I was in a CVS and a Walgreens yesterday, and as you know, they sell groceries besides some other things. And I happened to go strolling up through the grocery aisle just to see what was there and what wasn't there. And, boy, they had a bunch of empty shelves in both of those places. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't good, because it's kind of like looking at the grocery store. And a supermarket CEO up your way, John Castamedis from the Gristides company, warned of the meat and egg shortages that are going on right now. They're going to get worse, and it might even include things like bread.
Yeah, my wife mentioned she went to the grocery store last week. She said she couldn't believe it, all the empty shelves that were there. Again, it's America today, which is kind of sad. We're looking more and more like the Soviet Union. And that's the reality of our day. I mean, again, this is elections have consequences. This is what happens.
Yep.
You vote for socialist policies. This is what you get. I mean, I hope you're happy.
Yeah, you are so spot on with what you just said there. And unfortunately, people don't seem to understand that they've done it to themselves, because it's the person you voted in that's in charge that really isn't in charge of anything.
Well, listen, it's, yeah, it, 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 the supply chain issues, again, we've obviously for a long time we've done that for ourselves and some of the choices that we made. But when it comes to food, I mean, it's patently absurd. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that Vice President Kamala Harris is in the news again for all the wrong reasons. She's complaining about the fact that she's got people that are being racist and the sexist media coverage against her, and she's complaining about the conservatives. So the conservatives are doubling down on what they've been doing, whatever that is. And you heard AOC probably say yesterday that the reason that people were picking on her was because she was such an attractive woman, and they and she threw the sex word out there 5 or 6 times and all that. I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me.
You know, interesting. I saw Kamala Harris again playing the race card, which is just, I mean, come on. I honestly, the advice for you, you're playing that right now. And then AOC, I mean, it's almost like she speaks and it goes one ear and out the other. It's like, what ridiculous thing is she going to say next? Does anybody really take her seriously? She's kind of almost like a sideshow, for crying out loud.
Well, you're right. You're right. And I'm going to mention something interesting here and see if you can find out what you can find out. A lot of the people that Nancy Pelosi and her husband were friends with, including the Walgreens building that they have that houses the Walgreens headquarters out there in California where they're at, have been spared the smash and grab and all this sort of nonsense going on. And why do you suppose that is? Is that just kind of strange to you that all these places are being, you know, broken into and Nancy's place isn't?
It is interesting. Again, I would probably suggest there's probably more security around there, and there's more of a presence. That's usually the reason why. I mean, that would be my first assumption. Is probably, you know.
Me too.
You know, probably have more cops and more security around there.
Yeah, me too. That would be my first assumption. But I found out about that, and I thought to myself, wow, this is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's not surprising. Again, this is third world nation type of stuff that, you know, what we've become over a period of time. Again, where the elites are taken care of, okay. Everybody else is not. But even in some of the elite areas of the country, we're constantly seeing homes being broken into. Got, you know, believe it or not, Beverly Hills gun shops selling out of their guns because people are frightened.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's like I said, it's third world type of stuff.
You should have seen the shotguns selling over the weekend at the gun show. Not pistols, shotguns. People don't want to miss.
Yeah. You got to go skeet shooting for bad guys, I guess.
Sort of. But I'm not going to argue if I see a double barrel pointed at me.
No, you're not. That's for sure. You're done there.
Yep. And there were a number of those being sold. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And then when are you coming down to Florida?
Friday.
All right, well, we'll talk tomorrow, and we'll find out when you're coming this way. But have yourself a great day, and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris said he wasn't going to leave the house today because it was so cold up there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Those days, I'm glad they're over. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.